Welcome to Breakthrough Women, experiencing the speed of grace. Listening to City Radio Online, here to connect. This is Breakthrough Women Experiencing the Speed of Grace with me, Andrea, and of course our resident breakthrough catalyst, Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Andrea. Hello.
Great, Valerie, to have you with us back in the studio for this season. Mm. And so, as usual, let's dive straight into the question.
Okay.
Now, this person says, I have three children, and since I gave birth to them, I've not been able to lose my pregnancy weight. I've tried everything, dieting, exercise regimes, and even health and weight loss supplements.
Okay.
Nothing seems to work.
Okay. I get that quite often, especially during January when everyone's making their New Year's resolutions. Okay. And after the Christmas season, after Chinese New Year, actually.
Oh, yes.
So that's very common around that season. It's quite a huge question because everyone's different. We don't know to them. You know, some people who talk about, ask me these questions, they're not overweight. They're not. They just want to be slimmer. You know what I mean? Or some, we don't know what's their target weight. So it's quite a broad question, but I'll share that the most common denominator, the factor to this excess weight gain and not being able to lose it to achieve the healthy weight, is the lack of self-care. Because a lot of these moms, they have children and they are also working moms. And when you sit down and ask, what's their daily routine like, you'll realize that they hardly have any time to properly eat. You know, to eat and not eat while feeding your child, but eat alone, not eat standing up as well. So if you ask to the detail, maybe for this person who is asking the question, can I ask you, when was the last time you really sat down and ate?
Yeah.
You know, instead of swallow, but you savored, you relished.
Yeah.
And what's your state of mind when you are eating? Because most of the time, the people are rushing.
Yeah.
Right? Always on the go, grab that snack and eat and hurry. And when you are like this, you tend to grab the wrong things. And plus, when you are in this stressful momentum, our body, when our body is in a fight or flight mode, right, it produces stress hormones, particularly cortisol and adrenaline. And cortisol is a real huge culprit that is notorious for holding on to fats, especially around the waistline.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you're really stressed, even though you can eat very little, like some ladies, they'll say that, but I eat so little, I count my calories, you know? And this is where you're trying to diet and kind of not be very kind to your body. When you're not kind to your body knows it. Your body knows you're trying to starve it. And when you eat even with that little bit, you know, it will hang on to it with for its dear life because it's afraid that you are not going to eat again. That's how our body works. You know, if you are unkind to your body is going to be... it's not going to trust you and it will rebel in its own ways. So you either fall, your immune system goes down, or you have that, you know, do you know that when your body is always producing cortisol on a daily basis, it actually has it creates inflammation in your body. When your body is inflamed, weight gain is very natural. It just happens. You know, so instead of looking at the food, looking at exercise, and plus exercise, I have ladies who, I know of ladies who go to the gym Monday to Sunday, and they say their weight doesn't budge. Okay? It's very discouraging.
Yeah.
But really, when you are exercising more than you need to, your body also releases stress hormones. Excessive exercise releases stress hormones, and again, stress hormones creates inflammation, and inflammation creates excessive weight gain. Okay, there's a lot of factors.
Yeah.
For example, even perhaps you want to talk about TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. In TCM, if you are eating salads all day, you know, for those ladies who work in offices and they think that eating salads is really great, and then you keep drinking, maybe even green tea sounds very healthy. Green tea and salads and fruits and yogurts, all these, they are all very yin. Yin, and it's very cold. And when you are so cold, coldness is dangerous for women, because when you are very cold, it actually creates the syndrome of cold uterus. So that's where we have a lot of fibroid issues, cysts issues recently in our generation. Like, you hear people in their 20s having that. And more than weight gain, because when your body is cold, it holds on to water, and in Chinese it's called 水中. When your body is very han, you know, very yin, you are actually, your excess weight could be water weight as well, because you're so cold, your hands and feet are always cold. That's one syndrome. A lot of women in Singapore has this syndrome.
Really?
Yes, because
this is the first time I'm hearing this.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cold hands and feet, and the like big tall bubble tea all the time, every day after lunch. I mean, there are a lot of little things that we can tweak, and I wish I can share more, but you know, in 10 minutes I can tell you that really there are many tweaks you can make. And firstly, as I shared just now, please slow down and make time for yourself. Because you want to slow down a bit and bring down your stress hormones. You can eat the best things in the world, you can take the best supplements, but if you are always on stress mode, you are just sabotaging yourself. Okay, so really, first one is please slow down and understand that you want to bring the stress hormones as low as possible. Then your body can restore its original metabolism. Okay, secondly is please refrain from excessive exercising, because it will sabotage you too. Okay. Thirdly is balance, not everything cold. You know, Instagram, we have so many like raw vegan or vegan or smoothies all the way, salads all the way kind of diet.
Okay.
I've been there, and I developed such a cold syndrome. I couldn't heal. I developed irritable bowel syndrome. And really, when I brought it to balance, like warming foods and cooling foods in balance, my health really restored at great speed without, you know, special herbs and supplements. You don't need all that all the time. And I mean, also about the supplement piece, I had women who come to me, they come from a background of constant dieting, jumping from one supplement to another supplement, but they look really bad. Like, they may be quite slim, but they're still not satisfied with their weight, and they look very sallow. Well, the issue here is that their liver is overloaded. Your liver is your first system of detox. Okay, so whatever you put in your body, whatever you breathe, your liver has a job. It's like the post office. It will compartmentalize everything and distribute to the right places. So if you put a lot of artificial man-made, be it even the best supplements, your body knows it, that this is not from food or nature. It takes extra work for your liver to digest that supplement. And if your liver is like you, okay, if you're overworked in your company, in your office, your work performance goes down, right? I mean, if you're drained and burnt out, maybe at first you do a lot of work, but after that you're burnt out, you don't have time to do anything well. And your liver, if it's too busy digesting for you all these complicated supplements, it has no time to work for you in your metabolism, to digest your food. And then you create weight gain. You see? So a lot of root causes.
Yeah.
What society is going to bombard you with is try this supplement, try this diet, try this workout.
And there's more and more of it.
Exactly.
On Instagram, Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're going to get lost in the ocean of physical solutions solving such a big problem. So I think we've shared in previous episodes that really, if you want to experience a breakthrough in anything in your life, don't solve your physical problems with physical solutions. It's not sustainable. You want to go to the root issue. And the root issue is more than quick fixes. They don't work. You know, it's more about taking care of your inner world, your emotional well-being, your state of mind. Get some clarity, find out the truth, and it becomes so much clearer and simpler. I have women in my program who don't diet. I actually encourage them to eat rice. Back then, they say, you know, Valerie, you know, back then I go to Japanese restaurants, I would just eat the ingredients from the sushi and I won't eat the rice. And I still can't lose weight. And I say, oh my gosh, eat the rice, you know? And I teach them how to eat in like in a certain way without dieting. No dieting, no supplements. Don't need to work out. I actually ask them to stop the gym. And they lost weight in 2 weeks. Very common story. Very common. They say, you know what? After I eat this way, I find myself snacking lesser because I'm so satisfied. And it's so interesting that I lost weight without working out.
Okay. So just now you mentioned having a balance with cold and warm foods. What are some warm foods? Because I don't know anything about all this cold and warm stuff. Yin and yang.
Okay, for example, in the morning, I mean, you're going to check into the office for those who are working or those who are studying, going to go to the cold lecture room. You don't want to sabotage yourself with like cold smoothies and yogurts and fruits. This is totally very cooling. Okay, so balance it. Incorporate warm drinks instead of just plain water. My favorite remedy for water retention is that if you're someone who has cold hands and feet, you know, red bean drink, like you just boil the red bean with water, with purified water. You just sip it all day, like as though it's your water in a water bottle. Yeah, you will keep on going to the loo to urinate. And you will find that your palms get warmer and warmer. Because it's a warming food ingredient.
Okay.
It's magical. It sounds like as though it's a myth and a mystery. It's not. It's just TCM that's been proven by thousands of years.
And red bean water. Okay.
Yes, experiment it for 5 days or 7 days. Don't say it one time and then you know difference and you stop. 7 days. Okay, at minimum. And if you are someone who's very heaty, like you always get sore throat, phlegm, and fever or breakouts, right? You are more on the heaty side. Then go for the barley, drops, tears, pearl, barley, and also same method, boil it with water, sip it all day. You'll find that you cool your body down but not dehydrated. So the thing is, you're going to lose a lot of water but not be dehydrated. You'll be hydrated. It's amazing. It's just like nature is amazing. It just knows how to balance you up. You know, it just these two things you can try, it can make a difference.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of just sipping, that women who drink a lot of water and they think that it's the right thing to do, like 2 liters, you know. I know that there are such recommendations online. But really, you need to listen to your body. Because not everybody is at the same height and weight. And not everybody needs 2 liters, because 2 liters, again, you're overloading your kidneys. When you overload your kidneys, you're gonna have water retention, and that's where you have excess weight gain too.
Alright, so being in Singapore, it's always hot.
Yes.
Does it mean we should balance it off by eating cooling foods?
Okay, it depends on your body constitution. So there are women who are also in this kind of weather, but they are very cold all the time. you touch your palm, touch your feet, are they always cold?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You'll be surprised there are a lot of women who are like very cold. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm always cold.
Okay, so know? That's one way to check ourselves. Like,
yes.
whether we are warm or cool people.
Yes.
Check our palms.
Yes.
Feet. Okay.
Correct.
Wow. Okay, I learned something new today.
It's a huge topic, you know, but it's very fun.
Yeah.
But the gist of it is, please, you know, forget about that thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. It's not sustainable. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Forget about dieting and over-exercising. It's not sustainable. You need, if you're someone who's been dieting, you want to learn how to relish your food again.
Mm. So it's not just about the foods that we are eating, it's how we're eating it.
Yes.
Whether we are enjoying our food, and I think what you're trying to imply is that when we feel satisfied, when we feel like we have savored our food, then there'll be maybe a less urge to snack, like maybe 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I enjoy my big meals.
It's good. Like
quite sinful, but I eat big meals, but I don't snack. Yeah. I don't have a habit of snacking.
Yes.
Okay, and also I treasure my eating times very much, and I'll feel very like agitated if I don't get to sit down and enjoy my meal.
Wow, that's good. Yeah. You know, really, that's self-care.
Okay.
Yes, that's why you are so slim. After how many? Two.
Two children.
Yeah. That's the way.
Okay. Thank you, Valerie. I hope this has been helpful to our listeners who are trying to lose that bit of excess weight that you have been carrying around. First of all, self-care, and keep your stress levels at a good balance. Mm. If you're always in a fight and or flight mode,
mm-hmm.
those cortisols will stick onto your fat cells and not let go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Valerie. And
thank you.
Thank you for listening. This is Breakthrough Women Experiencing the Speed of Grace. Now, if you have a question, please write to connect@cityradio.sg, and also do check out Valerie's website at speedofgrace.com and her Instagram @speedofgrace.